All right, welcome to Brighttown Broadcast News for Wednesday, May 22nd, 2024. Mike Adams here, still fully human. And I say that because I've been digging into the AI realm quite a lot here and just checking the progress on our own AI model training. And we are very close here to finishing up the version 0.1.5 data sets for BioMistral Epoch 3. And we may release it in the next day. And then we have our Neo Dolphin Mistral, also the same data sets, which has lots and lots of books in it and more interviews and articles and so on. And that's almost done with Epoch 4 as well. We have begun training on a couple other models. And then just today, Microsoft announced the availability of what they call their Phi 3 small and medium models, which is there are 7 billion parameter and 14 billion parameter models. And I don't mean to geek out at all, but this is giving us the baseline tech to start modifying and training on reality-based content. So in essence, it's funny, Microsoft just handed us a very powerful tool that we can reshape to tell the truth about things. So when it comes from Microsoft, of course, it's all programmed to say that vaccines are awesome and depopulation is good and, you know, climate change is all real and every lie under the sun. But we're able to reprogram it. And we've developed some methods in-house to do that that are quite novel and that bypass any attempts by Microsoft or other companies to try to make their models resistant to retraining, let's say. So there's, I wouldn't call it hacking. We're not hacking anything. We're simply fine-tuning training, but we have ways to do that now that are so advanced. And in conversations with other people who are in this space, I've found out that this is going to sound shocking, but based on the information that is available to me, there is no other organization in the world with data sets for fine-tuning training larger than what we are using. Our data sets are growing by very large amounts every 24 hours. And that's because we're ingesting a tremendous amount of content, you know, books, articles, interviews, transcripts, you name it. And as a result, we're building this massive repository of reality-based training data. And then, you know, Microsoft just serves up on a silver platter this infrastructure that we can use to train improved language models. And then we found a way recently to double the training speed and to use about 40% less GPU RAM. So now our training speed has really accelerated. Our data sets are rapidly expanding. New models are coming out, including 14 billion parameter models. And aside from Google and Microsoft and Meta and those very large corporations that are building base models, I think we have the largest data sets, and I think we have the biggest fine-tuning and data pipeline operation in the world, other than the corporations that are creating these things from scratch, as far as I can tell. Certainly the largest in alternative media. I don't know anybody else is doing as much as we are doing in this space right now. Again, other than, you know, the big tech corporations that have unlimited CIA budgets, you know. But nobody else is doing what we're doing. It's going to be interesting. Ultimately, what we are building here is truly a Noah's Ark of human knowledge, endangered human knowledge, that big tech is trying to wipe out. They're trying to eradicate knowledge of indigenous herbs and real history and knowledge of freedom, liberty, Austrian economics. They're trying to wipe out knowledge of what money is, because dollars are not money, by the way. Gold is money. Silver is money. Dollars are not money. They don't even meet the definition of money in many ways. So we're living at a time when human knowledge is under assault. There's sort of a cognitive genocide taking place against human knowledge. Big tech is leading it along with Western governments, whose very existence, the power and the dominance of these Western governments depends on the people of the world being enslaved in ignorance. You know what? How does it go from 1984? Ignorance is strength. Is that one of them? War is peace, right? Ignorance is strength, I think, is one of them. And that's exactly what's happening. Wow. You know, George Orwell just really nailed it. Amazing how he saw the future so clearly. And what, freedom is slavery? Is it that the other one? Yeah. Anyway, to take advantage of all of this, go to brighteon.ai, enter your email address there. We will email you with an alert when each new language model is available. You can download them for free, run them locally. If you've had any difficulty with that, check out the tutorials link on that site. And if it's still too difficult, don't worry. It's going to get easier. More software is coming out. New updates are coming out. This whole era of software is going to get more and more user-friendly in the months ahead, and it's moving very rapidly. So before long, it's going to be super simple. All right, we're doing something a little bit different today because it is, believe it or not, kind of a slow news day compared to what it has been recently, thank goodness. I mean, relatively slow. 10 years ago would have been considered a crazy news day, but for 2024, it's slow. In other words, nobody was launching missiles at each other today. And, you know, there were no bombs. There were no national leaders dying or being assassinated today. So it's a relative day of calm. As a result, I've got some special reports that I recorded. I'm going to play at least two of them for you and then feature an interview that I recorded just last week when Tina from the Satellite Phone Store visited our studio to describe some new things that are going on with emergency backup communications. And yes, they're a sponsor of our show, but it's rare that Tina is in Texas and is actually in studio. And so every time she is, I invite her on to get new information about what's going on and some updates about the supply chain and the technology, any special promotions they have. And then also she was wearing this green, it's like bright green jacket. It was like a, I don't know if you call it a jacket, but it's like a formal, I don't know, like a fashion jacket. But to me, it looked like the color of a chroma green screen background. So I told my crew to start playing with the chroma key. And then so we turned her jacket blue and gray and different colors while she's sitting in the studio. And we had a little, we always have fun with Tina. And she's a good sport, too, by the way. So that interview will be featured a little bit later on here today. First, we're going to start out with a special report. The title is After the Collapse of America, Looking Back, the Signs Should Have Been Abundantly Obvious. And the premise of this podcast is, like the title says, it's that, you know, in retrospect, everybody will say, well, of course, America was going to collapse. But right now, before the big collapse, a lot of people are still in denial. They're like, no, it's not going to collapse. You know, of course, after it happens, everybody will say, well, I knew it was going to. Yeah, but you didn't say anything. So give this special report a listen, and then we'll be back on the other side with another report that's also kind of interesting because it involves time travel. Okay, enjoy. After the collapse of the United States takes place, people will look back at today and they will say, well, all the signs were there. I mean, look, they had, you know, transgender admirals in the Navy and Space Force lecturing you about why if you promote enough pronouns, we'll win wars. And, you know, the money printing was insane. The elections were rigged. The media was all fake. The dollars were losing value by the day. I mean, they'll look back and say, well, all the signs were there. How could those people not have known? They're talking about us right now, today. How could we have not known that the collapse was imminent? So now here we are in the present, looking around, seeing these things. And to many of us who are outside the box thinkers, the collapse is obvious. there is no other outcome that's possible. The system is unsustainable, then by definition, it must collapse. But to the oblivious masses, and of course those who are advocates of the continuation of the system, they're in a state of either denial or ignorance. They either don't see what's happening, they're not aware of anything, somehow. I'm not even sure how that's possible. But people like to live in their own little narrow worlds of, you know, celebrities or sports or travel or whatever, video games. Or those people are delusional. They're completely dishonest about where we are, where we're going, and what's likely to occur. Those are the people who will be the most radically psychologically fractured as the collapse takes place. Now, fortunately, you're not one of those people by definition, because if you're listening to this, you're way ahead of the curve. You have a sense of what's coming. You're probably much better prepared for it than most people. And I want to reiterate that I genuinely believe the number one most important thing that you can continue to do to prepare for the collapse is to listen to alternative media, which includes, of course, this broadcast or podcast and interviews and so on. But it's not just me. Obviously, there are many others out there. And our platform, Brighteon.com, provides a free speech video space for people to tell the truth. And we have Brighteon.tv, where you can watch package shows every day that are covering current events. And then also BrighteonRadio.com, which is audio only. And then if you want to get information via social media formats, mostly text, but sometimes memes and images, you can check out either the well-established Brighteon.social website or the new Brighteon.io, which operates a lot like Twitter, except it's completely decentralized. It has no central servers, and it's blockchain-driven, and it's uncensorable. Nobody can shut it down. It will survive World War III. So wherever you are, make sure you have an account on Brighteon.io. My username there is HealthRanger. And if you download the app from Brighteon.io/applications, then by running the app, you don't even need domain names to work. So that's how you can still function and receive messages and send messages, even in the middle of a nuclear war that takes out half the internet or more, by the way. So we literally built a nuclear war resistant content distribution network that is uncensorable and non-confiscatable. Government can't even shut it down because there are no central servers anywhere. Think about that. Pretty wild. That's Brighteon.io. Okay. Now, with all that said, there are going to be two types of people post-collapse. Number one, there will be people who are completely wiped out financially because they were oblivious, because they did not heed the warnings, because they kept all their money in dollars in the banks or in euros or whatever, or yen if they're in Japan. Because they did those things, they will lose everything, everything that's not nailed down. In other words, everything that's not physical. They may still keep their home, their land, you know, the clothes on their back, their car, whatever, but they will lose everything that is dollar denominated. They'll lose treasuries, they'll lose bonds, they'll lose pensions, and of course, everything in the bank. Then there will be a second class of people, or a second type of person. I don't want to refer to them as classes. It doesn't mean anybody's better than anybody else. It just means they're more prepared. But the second type of person is someone who got out of the dollar and who had backup supplies of food, emergency communications, emergency medicine, you know, all these things. And most importantly, in terms of assets, was able to transition their assets into something that held value, such as gold and silver, or perhaps Bitcoin, or Monero, or other crypto. And then they didn't lose everything. Those people will become the new wealthy in society. So you are about to see such a dramatic shift. Actually, there are two shifts taking place. That's the financial shift right there. Those who are invested in dollars will lose their dollars. They will become the newly impoverished. Those who invested in gold and silver and crypto or real assets, they will become the new wealthy. At the same time, those who took a bunch of jabs and keep taking jabs and are going to line up and take flu shots and bird flu vaccines and all that, those people will mostly be dead. And the people who didn't take the jabs will be the survivors of that event. And if you think about, we're talking about two decisions about two key events with four quadrants of possible outcomes, right? You have the worst case of all, which is people who took jabs and kept all their savings in dollars. They will lose their money and they will lose their life. Okay. Worst possible outcome. And then you have the best possible outcome, people who didn't take the jabs and who didn't keep their life savings in dollars, who got into gold and silver and took care of their health, they will have the best possible outcome. And then you have the two other outcomes that are a combination. Some people took the jabs but got out of the dollar. Other people avoided the jabs but kept their savings in dollars. Here's the question. Which quadrant are you in? And which quadrant do you want to be in? Because as of right now, you can still make a choice. You can change your future. Even if you took jabs, there are things that you can do right now to heal yourself. We now know how to detox the spike protein. I did a recent interview with Dr. Brian Artis about that. And there's a lot of great information out there about how to do that. You can improve your health no matter what, starting right now. And if you're all invested in dollars and dollar-denominated assets right now and you want to make a change, you still have a chance to do it. Think about it. The banks still work. The bank bail-ins haven't really begun yet. The FDIC hasn't collapsed yet. The Treasury hasn't defaulted on the dollar yet. It's like you can see the future, but you're still living in the pre-future, which is the present. And so you can take actions in the present to alter your future. And you have the advantage of being able to see it. I mean, it's almost like a secret superhero power, like Future Man or whatever, Future Woman, Future Ma'am. How about that? A transgender superhero who can see the future. We'll call them Transgender Ma'am. Future Ma'am. But then, of course, there's the obvious question people will ask. Well, how do you know for sure that your vision of the future is accurate? Well, look, as I've stated many times, we don't know every detail. We don't know exactly when. We don't know what it's going to look like exactly. We only know the broad strokes. And the reason we know that is what I started out with here today, because after the collapse, people will look back at today and they will say, how could they not have known? The signs are so obvious. And also, I can do math. And if you can do math, you know that this dollar debt Ponzi scheme is not sustainable. You also know it's coming to an end. It's rapidly approaching the end. Part of that is because of the rise of the BRICS nations and the BRICS currencies, and the other part is the fact that the Federal Reserve is printing money to buy the debt that the Treasury is trying to auction off, but almost nobody wants to buy it anymore. So we're now printing our own fake fiat counterfeit currency to buy our own debt to keep the Ponzi scheme going a little bit longer, which is like, you know, a heroin junkie double stacking and triple stacking heroin highs in order to never have to come down from it and never have to break the habit. And that does not end well. It ends in a exploded heart or whatever people die from when they have a heroin overdose. That's where we are. I don't think there's any legitimate debate necessary at this point. If anybody's out there arguing that, oh, no, this is all good, this whole system is perfectly sustainable. Yeah, we can print trillions of dollars every 90 days. It doesn't matter. Debt doesn't matter. The dollar is going to be fine. It's all good. Those people have no credibility, whoever they are, mostly government propagandists. That position has no credibility. They're the same people arguing that inflation doesn't exist and that men can become women, or that the open borders are not a problem, or that, I don't know, that Ukraine is going to defeat Russia in this war. I mean, these are indefensible false claims. They are completely dissociated from reality. So we don't even have to debate that the dollar will collapse, especially if you know anything about history. You know that anytime a government keeps printing, especially by the trillions, which I think this is the first time that has happened. Well, actually, it's not the first time. That other currencies have gone into trillions before, that's true. And they've all collapsed. I can't think of any example, actually, throughout the history of the world, not Weimar Republic, Germany, not Yugoslavia, Zimbabwe, Chile, Venezuela, even the, you know, the Civil War colonial script, any of this stuff, all throughout the history of Europe and Asia, the whole world. I can't think of a single example where some government got to printing trillions of dollars and then they paid off all the debt and everything came back to normal. Can you? Can you think of any example of that? I can't. It's done. It always ends in collapse. And this time will be no different. This will also end in collapse. So decide for yourself now where you want to be on this quadrant system. Do you want to have your health and your wealth intact? If so, well, stay away from the jabs and get out of the dollar. If you want to lose your health and your wealth, you know, keep taking vaccines and keep all your money in the bank, and you will lose your money and your life as if you're being mugged. You know, the mugger points a gun at your face and says, your money or your life. But the government says, we'll take both. And some people line up and say, okay, give me the jab and take my money. And then boom, they're done for. So the solutions, and a couple of sponsors here, because I do want you to have access to these solutions. So first of all, our gold and silver sponsor, which is a really reliable provider, one of the largest wholesalers, their sister company is, of gold and silver in North America. And they're called the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. You can reach them via metalswithmike.com. Their prices are very competitive, extremely good. Fill out their form there. They'll contact you back. You can also check real-time prices on their website, live prices. I do not earn a commission on any sales. There's no room for any commissions. It's very thin margins, but they'll give you fantastic value and security, excellent customer service in delivering physical gold and silver into your hands, or they can vault it for you, and they can even set up an IRS-approved silver IRA if that suits you. So contact them at metalswithmike.com. The second form of gold you may want to check out, it's a different type of thing. They're called goldbacks. I've talked about them for about 6 months now because we did the laboratory testing and confirmed how much gold they contain. There's physical gold in each goldback, and they're beautiful works of art, by the way, and they make gold highly divisible. So you can get 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold in a goldback that's it's a one, or you can get 5/1,000ths or 10/1,000ths, and these are very divisible, very recognizable. They're going to be really excellent for local community use in the post-collapse scenario. It's a different way to stack gold, but a highly divisible, high utility way to stack gold, and you can check them out at verifiedgoldbacks.com. verifiedgoldbacks.com. And their value rises along with the value of gold itself. So it's just, again, it's just another format, a way to store gold. Now, back to the Treasure Island Company, they have a really amazing special right now on so-called junk silver, which is also called constitutional silver. Pre-1965 silver coins, or U.S. mint coins that are quarters and dimes and so on, that are about 90% silver content. They have them now, I think it's $1.19 over spot price, which is just a truly almost unbelievable good deal. It's remarkable. I've never seen the premium so low on that. Now, the thing about junk silver is that it's recognizable as a U.S. mint. They're U.S. minted quarters and dimes and half dollars and so on, but they, again, they're 90% silver. And because they're pre-1965, very quickly, everybody in your local community in a post-collapse scenario will come to recognize these as high silver content coins. And so they're valued for the silver they contain, not the face value. Like a quarter, you know, it says 25 cents, but the silver it contains is worth a lot more than 25 cents. And so those are on special right now at the Treasure Island Company. Go to metalswithmike.com to take advantage of that. In the meantime, it's a good idea to have a little bit of extra cash on hand in case the ATMs go down. Cash will probably be recognized for some period of time. It's a great idea to also look into crypto. We have a show, decentralize.tv. You want to see all my shows where I've interviewed experts in Monero and privacy coins and everything from Beam and Dash and Firo and also Bitcoin and a bunch of other things. And you can get educated on that. If you don't know what to do, the sort of default crypto is Bitcoin. And the default privacy crypto is currently Monero. So start there if you don't know where else to begin. But the bottom line is, do your research and do what's right for you. I mean, yeah, check with all your financial advisors and realize I'm not your financial advisor and understand there's risk in every decision and so on and so forth. But if you do your homework on this, then I think you will find that you're in good shape and you'll be well prepared for what's coming. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Take care. All right, now I have another special report for you that sort of continues on that theme, but from a different perspective. This report, the title is, If You Could Time Travel, Your Past Self Would Never Believe What You Are Witnessing in the World Today. The premise of this special report is that if you could travel in time yourself and visit yourself in the past, you know, like in a science fiction movie, and then give yourself a warning in the past, the warning about what the world is going to look like in 2024, I think that your past self would not believe what you were saying. You know, your past self would be like, you're making it up, future self. What are you, a demon? You know, you're describing a demon world. What do you mean that cross-dressing Navy admirals lecture us about morality? What are you talking about? Demon future 2024. But indeed, it's all happening. It's all here. And from that, we can conclude that then the next 10 years are going to be also just so freaking bizarre that your current present day self can't possibly believe where all this is headed. At least that's the premise. So give a listen to this special report and we'll be back on the other side. Imagine if you could travel back in time 10 years and give yourself a message or just meet yourself 10 years ago. And then imagine if you could tell your 10 year ago self what's about to happen. Okay. Imagine if you said, hey, in the next 10 years, our government's going to be run by men dressing up as women in Space Force, lecturing us on why we have to use made up fantasy fake gender pronouns in emails in order to win wars. Imagine if you said that a meal at a fast food restaurant would cost $20. Or imagine telling yourself that gold would be $2,450 headed skyward. Now, there are many examples of this. Or imagine if you just said, oh, by the way, anybody who says anything that is not appreciated by the establishment gets censored online now, 10 years ahead. Censorship is running rampant. And there's a whole movement by government colluding with big tech to silence anybody that they say engages in misinformation, which could be just telling the truth or criticizing insanity in the world. That's all considered misinformation. Now, if you told yourself this 10 years ago, I guarantee you, you would not believe yourself. Your 10 year ago person would say, that's nonsense. I mean, you say you're from the future, but there's no way that the future could be like that. that would be crazy. And yet here we are in a world that would have been unimaginable 10 years ago. And the reason I bring this up is because right now, well, there's another 10 years ahead of us. And I guarantee you that what's about to happen in the next 10 years are things that you probably do not believe today. In other words, the future that's coming, which will probably hit us even more quickly and more dramatically than the last 10 years. The future that's coming is a future that is so bizarre and unpredictable that not only is it impossible for most people to even imagine it, it's impossible for most people, perhaps even you, to believe what's coming. That's how crazy it's going to get. Because 10 years from now, you'll be looking back at 2024 and you'll be thinking, wow, back in 2024, remember when we were Americans? Remember when the dollar existed? Remember all that? Remember when they were just printing trillions of dollars and just handing them out to countries around the world? Remember all that? Yeah, that was crazy. Wow, no wonder it didn't last very long. Now, another example is that 10 years ago, you would not have believed that there would be the rainbow flag territory claiming by a transgender cult that preys upon children but is given full protection by the government, and that the government flies the LGBT flag to indicate that they are part of the transgender cult, preying on children, pushing child mutilations. Child gender dysphoria has become an advantage in society. Mass mental illness run amok. 10 years ago, you could not have believed that this was the case. If anybody told you that this is the way it's going to be, you would have said, that's nuts. That's crazy. That's a science fiction movie. That's not even possible. Well, it turns out the science fiction movies sort of underestimated the level of insanity or the level of surveillance. Think about it. You are surveilled right now by the NSA. You're monitored by your mobile phone, the phone company, you know, the AT&T's. You're monitored by Google. You're monitored in your search engine queries. You're monitored in the emails that you send and receive. You're monitored in the books that you read from Amazon Prime or the movies that you watch from Netflix. You are monitored more than any dystopian Orwellian movie from the 1980s or 1990s ever could have predicted. There was a movie with Gene Hackman and Will Smith. I think it was 1997. That movie was called Enemy of the State. And it also starred John Voight, by the way, as one of the, I think he was the head of the NSA or something in that film. That movie depicted a future of mass surveillance and tracking and the weaponization of the intelligence community against the people in a way that was unbelievable in 1997. And now you fast forward more than 25 years later, and Enemy of the State underestimated the surveillance state and the control grid, and also even, you know, the use of AI to estimate the shape of a bag from a video surveillance camera. And, you know, that was one of the scenes in the movie. And how the credit card companies could just shut you off and banks could just turn off your accounts, because all that's happening now. All of that. And far worse. And even think financially, if you could go back 10 years and talk to yourself and give yourself guidance, what would you have said would be a smart investment? And yeah, you could have named certain stocks that have skyrocketed since then. But if you had just told yourself, get out of dollars, buy gold and silver and Bitcoin, you would have done great. You would have not only preserved your wealth, you would have multiplied your wealth. And I tend to believe that that's still good advice today. Because if you fast forward 10 years now, what's the dollar going to be worth then? Nothing, probably nothing. Or if, look, maybe if I went back in time 10 years and visited you, and I told you 10 years ago that in the year 2024, the entire United States Navy would be nullified by the Houthis in Yemen, harassing naval vessels and cargo ships with low-cost drones, that the Houthis, who don't even own a navy, would have been able to pull off a naval blockade against the entire U.S. Navy, you would have said, that's crazy. The Houthis are like sandal-wearing goat herders. There's no way they can stop the U.S. Navy. Oh, but they did. In fact, they're still doing it right now. And speaking of drones, by the way, if I had said to you that in 2024, there would be a war involving Russia, and Russia would have little battlefield robots on wheels that would roll up to an enemy position carrying like 75 pounds of high explosives. And they were remote controlled or even AI controlled, and they would just roll up and detonate. Or that you would have AI drone swarms that are launched into the air and use AI software to identify enemy targets, and then they decide themselves which targets to attack. You would have thought, that sounds crazy. What are drones? Anyway, what are battle drones? What are you even talking about? Now, it's changed the shape of warfare. It's made the old system of warfare utterly obsolete. And these are the kinds of things, all these examples that I'm citing here, or by the way, just AI. If I told you 10 years ago that in 2024, you could ask an AI engine that runs on your local computer to write a chapter of a book for you, and that it would do so expertly in a compelling fashion with perfect spelling and grammar, using whatever tone you told it to use. If I told you that was possible in 2024, you would have said, no way. That might be possible in 2050 or 2070, but there's no way that AI is going to write articles that make sense in 2024. And yet, here we are. The point is that the future changes more than you could possibly imagine, and it doesn't take shape in a linear fashion. Many of the things I'm talking about here are not linear progression. They are quantum leaps of technological progress, or quantum leaps in cultural warfare, such as the LGBT, transgenderism, cult flags, and all that. Things happen in a way that the human mind has trouble projecting or tracking. And even some of the most wild-sounding predictions turned out to be far too conservative compared to what's actually happening. So the takeaway from this is that in trying to plan for the future, in trying to position yourself for the future, number one, there's far more risk than you could possibly imagine. Risk of catastrophic change, sudden change, spontaneous disintegration of the reality that you think you live in right now. But at the same time, there's also unlimited opportunity. Because if you position yourself and your assets, your planning, your effort to be at the head of one or more of these waves of, you know, new innovations, new technology, shifting demographics, shifting market demand, whatever the case may be, you can do very well as a business person, as a consultant, as an expert, you know, developer, retailer, whatever. So there's both a downside and an upside. The downside is huge for those who think the world will stay the same. You know, those who have normalcy bias. Their futures will not be good. But the future can be very prosperous and abundant and exciting, even for those who have the mental flexibility, the ingenuity, and the cognitive courage to think outside the box and to ponder what may come. And those are some of the things that I attempt to do in this podcast and to share with you to help you prepare for what's coming, or at least to give you an idea of what may be coming. Not that I'm always accurate, but I do ponder things way outside the box, possibilities that most people think are impossible. As a result of that, it is people like myself and others in alternative media who nailed it 10 years ago about where we are today. And I'm thinking of people like Alex Jones, too, for example, or Steve Quayle. Many other people were talking 5, 10, 15 years ago about what is happening right now. They called it, we called it. And I was warning about this level of extreme big tech censorship back in 2014, 2015. And by the way, that's why I built Brighteon.com, because I saw the massive deplatforming and censorship wave coming. And sure enough, it happened. So the bottom line is, if you want to be aware of what's coming next, stay tuned into this podcast. Listen to the Health Ranger Report channel on Brighteon.com. Check out our Brighteon.social social media website, which is a great source of information about what's happening and what's coming. And also for a decentralized blockchain-driven platform that cannot be censored or taken down, check out Brighteon.io, like input-output, Brighteon.io, or to download our free non-commercial AI language model that can actually write articles for you. It can write summaries. It can do all kinds of things. It can answer questions for you. And they're all free to download, and we are releasing more every few weeks. Just go to Brighteon.ai and download the models there. The future will be far different than what any of us can imagine, and even my own predictions or trends analysis probably barely scratches the surface of where things are headed. So get prepared, and thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and Brighteon.com. All right, now we're going to proceed with the interview with Tina from the Satellite Phone Store. Tina has become a fan favorite over the last few years as they've been a sponsor of our platform. And of course, more and more people are using satellite communications for backup comms. Kind of makes you wonder, you know, why with the president of Iran who was killed in that helicopter crash, seems like, you know, somebody on that flight, or, you know, there were three helicopters there. Seems like they could have used some satellite comms, or if they had a bivy stick, if anybody survived the crash, they could have pressed the emergency button and it would have transmitted their GPS location to five people on their list. And then they could have had rescuers right to the exact location. You know, instead, what actually happened is that the helicopter crashed into the mountains, what it looks like, in heavy fog. And then nobody could find them for many, many hours, really, until I think it started getting dark there. And even Russia donated some, I think, thermal equipment for search and rescue. And somehow a drone finally found a thermal signature and they found the helicopter. But I don't know how many hours went by. Don't let that happen to you. If you have a satellite phone or a bivy stick, you can choose to broadcast your GPS location to people on your list by pressing this emergency button, like an emergency beacon locator. You know, I don't know if you're flying across Iran in a helicopter in mountainous terrain with a lot of fog. I mean, it sounds like a suicide mission to me on an old helicopter, or maybe on a Boeing. I mean, that would be even worse. Even without fog, the Boeing falls apart. What happened to landing gear? It's rolling down the mountain. Look down there. Oh, boy. Anyway, I don't think Boeing makes helicopters anyway, but you get the idea. Having backup communications can help you, whether you're out hiking, or you're in an area where there's no cell service, or you're on a boat in the middle of the ocean, or the cell towers go down, or, you know, the power grid fails because of nuclear war, nuclear terrorism, cyber attacks, what have you. The cell phones keep you in touch with people who matter. So enjoy this interview with Tina from the Satellite Phone Store at SAT123.com. Welcome to today's interview here at Brighteon.com studios in Central Texas. And I'm joined in studio today by Tina from the Satellite Phone Store, one of our major sponsors. And welcome, Tina. It's great to have you here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And we're going through some rainstorms, aren't we, today? It's amazing.
Yeah, we were just blasted by almost this hurricane force storm that just blew through.
Yeah, I think this is about, we've got as much rain as we do the whole year in San Diego. So,
like so in the last kind of hour.
Nice. Yeah.
But here's the question. The satellite phones still work during the rain, and the bivy stick, which is the two-way satellite text messaging, also works during the rain.
That's right.
That's amazing to me.
Yeah. And especially the bivy stick, because like right now, you know, we didn't have a hurricane or any kind of thing. But when there is a hurricane, one of the benefits from the bivy stick, Mike, is that you can actually use this indoors because it does work on a low frequency. So you can get reception. You just have to put it by the window. And once you get a reception, you can walk around the house within 10 to 20 feet and text. So even if there's no cell service, you can still use this to communicate with friends and family. And keep in mind, it does work from anywhere on Earth because it does use all 66 Iridium satellite network.
Oh, okay. That's really important. I have a question about that, but real quick, just for people, So this is called the Bivy Stick. This is available at the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's really small, portable, long battery life.
Yeah.
And your company has even donated many of these to our friends who are working the Texas border to try to secure the border. They've loved these devices because it works better than the government-issued gear, yeah. actually.
Yeah.
So
Michael Yon loves it.
Yeah. Yeah. Michael Yon uses it, too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it does work. It is secured. You can send out your GPS only if you want to. So in case there is an emergency, you can send your GPS location so you can be found. We just actually had a customer recently that was doing a motorcycle ride across the country, and he fell and broke his leg, and he was able to get a helicopter and got lifted and got back into hospital rather quickly because he had one of those units.
No kidding.
No.
Was that that the emergency button that he used?
Yeah, he was he used the emergency button. He had it registered, so they were able to get him help. Plus, you can actually communicate with friends and family. So even if you don't have it registered, you can communicate with your friends and family and say, here's my location, I'm injured, send help, and help will be on its way.
So, you know, I'm very selective about who we choose to partner with in terms of sponsorship and so on. It's a pretty short list. But I'm strongly in favor of solution-oriented products that help people with survival or off-grid living. And what I like about these is that, like you said, it works anywhere on Earth, anywhere that you can see the sky. So even in the ocean, right? Or on the ocean,
right?
A boat.
Antarctica. It doesn't matter where you are. The plane. Remember, all the airplanes use Iridium network. These phones, the Iridium networks works from anywhere on Earth. It is the most used network by the military, by the airlines, by the most companies, security companies on Earth.
Use Iridium.
Yeah, military. It's the best network there is.
Now, okay, so this is an obvious question, I suppose, but there was recently a big solar flare scare. I think it was a G4 level event, according to the NOAA. And people had, they saw the Aurora Borealis lights all over the world. Well, not in southern latitudes, but they saw the lights in northern latitudes. So that didn't take out the satellites, huh?
No. No, that had more effect on cell phone. So a lot of people did have some problems with their cell phones. They couldn't hear, or they had to call back, or they had a bad connection. So it did affect some cell phones, but it did not affect the satellites.
So why? I mean, I'm curious, why didn't that solar flare take out satellites?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not a scientist, so yeah, I don't know. But the satellite phones worked flawlessly. Uh-huh. And again, a lot of people get these for backup. I mean, we're just coming into the hurricane season, Mike. So if there's any kind of a hurricane, these will be sold out. As you know, that we're one disaster away from the whole world running out of satellite phones, bivvies, because they only make about 25,000 of these a year. And that is it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There's not that many of them. They make 25,000 Iridium phones, about 20,000 ISATs, which we're getting close to selling out, so we're probably not going to have them for free for very much longer. We had to remove the Iridium phone from being for free because we are running low, and there's no more that you can buy.
Yeah.
And so there's only about a couple thousand Bivy sticks that they make each year. We still have about 1,000 Bivy sticks in stock, but as soon as we run down below 500, we'll probably remove them from
It seems free. The satellite phone store is sort of perpetually dealing with very limited supply. That must be difficult as the manager of the business, right? I mean,
right.
Well, how do you deal with that?
We can only buy what they make.
Yeah.
So whatever they make, how many ever they make, we buy. We do have millions of dollars in inventory, but however, we do have to keep inventory for military in case of emergencies. I mean, we've seen emergencies happen. We saw, you know, just last year with what happened to Hawaii, that pretty much wiped us out. And then also the year before the Ukrainian war, there were no satellite phones anywhere on Earth to purchase after May.
Oh, right.
Because the war started in February. And then before that, you know, we experienced it in Hurricane Maria. I mean, if you had a satellite phone, it was worth more than gold. You could have sold it on eBay for like $5,000 and it would have sold at the time because there aren't any. So
right.
These are very limited. So while we do have supplies and we haven't had an emergency, we do offer them for free, so you can still get yours.
So it's important. Now, I have to ask you about your jacket here in just a second. But it's important for people to know that with a satellite phone, you can call a regular mobile phone number anywhere in the world.
Right.
And a person on a regular cell phone, mobile phone, can also call your satellite phone, correct?
Right, right.
And the same thing with the Bivvy stick. You can send a text message to anybody's regular SMS mobile phone number.
Right.
And you can receive text messages.
Yep. All you need is a smartphone. These will work from anywhere on earth. In my experience, in 20 years, I've never seen where the whole grid in the whole world went down at the same time. So I've only
seen... That might be coming.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe. Yeah. I mean, it's possible. It is an election year. And boy, things are going to heat up here as we get into closer to November.
See.
Yeah. Something is going to happen. I don't know what. Last time we got the virus, so...
You know. True. Well, they're already talking about bird flu. Trying to spread a lot of bird flu panic right now.
Yeah.
They're saying like we detected bird flu in raw milk to try to scare people away from buying unprocessed milk.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
Yeah. No, it's
scare stories are getting kind of obvious at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hope people are going to be smart enough to understand that this whole COVID-19 was just all fake to just, bring us down so that we can, voter fraud and everything that they did. So hopefully whatever it is that they have in store for us, it isn't going to fly this time, but I'm afraid it might not. So cell phones are very fragile. They can be taken down. The best way, I think, for any kind of a disaster is to take our communication down. If they take our communication down, it's worse than anything for us because most of us are so addicted to communicating. And plus, we want to be in touch with our friends and family. Our businesses all run on communication.
Yeah.
They can't take down the satellite. So if the grid does go down for the cell phones, if there is an attack, as we saw with AT&T just a couple of months ago, the satellite phones are up in the sky. You can't just take them down. As you can see, you carry your cell tower with you wherever you go. This is your cell tower. This will connect to the satellite, and you'll be able to communicate from anywhere on Earth.
Yeah.
Just
remember
to
point it up.
Right.
At the sky.
Right.
Right.
So
sometimes people point them sideways, and they're like, "What's going on?"
Yeah. No, I know. I've seen movies. They use them inside. Just recently, I think I started watching The Blacklist, and I saw them use the Inmarsat phone.
Yeah.
And he was using it indoors, and he was going like this, and using it indoors, and I'm like, "Wait a minute. That's not a real call."
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but it cracks me up. I always notice these in movies.
Hollywood, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they do all kind of weird things with firearms in movies, too, that aren't real.
Oh, yeah.
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 But, okay, so let me ask you this. Now, we're not going to get into the politics of what's going on in the Middle East, but there is a practical question that in Gaza, the communications infrastructure is controlled by Israel. And there have been times where Israel has announced like a takedown of all telecom in Gaza. Now, obviously satellite phones though would still work in Gaza. Do you have any real customer stories or maybe even not your own customers, but people who are able in war areas, maybe it's Ukraine, maybe it's the Donbass region, maybe it's Gaza, maybe I think there's an island that there's an uprising against the French government right now. I just saw. Do you have stories of people using in conflict zones that are able to, get a message out?
We do get a lot of stories like that, and we get a lot of emails of customers' testimonial and what have you. Most of our testimonials come in, like we had probably, I would say, over 100 testimonials from what happened in Hawaii. So more like that.
Yeah.
So with
disasters.
People, yeah, disasters.
Fires.
Where people were able, the people that had the satellite phones were able to locate their families because families were separated from different areas, and they were able, when the mom was at work, the dad was at home, or whatever, the children were at school, when the family had a family plan, they were able to communicate, and then they also allowed other people in the same areas to use their phones to call their friends and family. So that we heard a lot of stories like that.
Yeah.
To where a lot of people felt at ease knowing that their children were safe. and their friends and family were safe. And then also knowing that when somebody did have an emergency where 911 service didn't work, because 911, our government doesn't have 911 service if the cell towers go down, it seems like, because Hawaii didn't. And
some cities, 911 is just, they say don't call unless someone is shooting you right now.
Yeah.
In certain cities.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of pointless to call 911 in Detroit.
But in that case, your cell phone didn't work, 911 didn't work. So the only way that you can get help for the burned victims was to use a satellite phone, call the neighboring islands.
Right.
And then they would come by boat. I know Steve Slustovic, which is one of our first responders, which we do support his whole team with satellite communications. They were the first people on the ground, and they were able to find burnt victim and call the neighboring islands to bring help to the rescues. Because, it's pretty sad that this has happened in America, where people were burnt and couldn't get help.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about Lahaina.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they built a giant fence around it so that nobody could see what happened. It's like, okay, wait a second. But that's a different interview.
Yeah. The whole thing is a really big question.
So many questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But satellite phones, I understand, are also used by about 50 U.S. senators as a backup system. You saw that story, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So what do you suppose what's going through their minds where they're thinking, hey, I might need a satellite phone because everything else might fail?
Yeah. So we're seeing a lot of campaigns. Managers are getting satellite phones so that they can talk to their team without being censored, because even they're being censored. So,
you mean this is about avoiding surveillance?
This is about avoiding the competition listening in on them, or the bad guys listening in on them. So, yeah, so we're seeing a lot of people, a lot of government, a lot of just regular people that just want to have security. I don't want anybody listening in to my calls. And satellite phones give you that privacy, encrypted. The most secured phone call that you can make is from one satellite phone to another. So if you and your spouse have a satellite phone and you want to talk privately without having anybody hear, listen, or a text without having anybody read it, from satellite phone to a satellite phone is the most secured messaging or communication, Mike.
That's interesting.
Yeah. You and I should talk with satellite phones.
Yeah. So... yeah, with all the secret stuff that we talk about. Yeah, but you would think that at some point the deep state or the CIA would have a back door into the satellite system. But you're saying it's encrypted.
Mm-hmm.
The whole conversation is encrypted.
Yeah, there is a way. I mean, it's not 100% secured. There is a way. It's a huge investment for anybody to be able to do it. There's something that you can buy. It's about $1 million, and then you have to be within 2 miles. So if somebody wants to hear that conversation, they probably have to invest about $1 million and follow you and be within 2 miles of you.
Are these the Stingray devices? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, it's pretty rare. And then they have to have a drone, and it's pretty rare. But overall, they are the safest way to communicate. Is it bulletproof? No, it is not. But it is the safest way to communicate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we know that regular mobile phone conversations are absolutely being monitored. AT&T, whatever the carriers, if you're just using regular unprotected phone calls. I mean, come on, you know the NSA is making a copy of every call. They have a whole underground bunker full of storage systems and every text. And then the texts are being surveilled for keywords like, did you say, you know, MAGA first or whatever? Or who knows these days?
Yeah.
I mean, anything can get you in trouble now.
Yeah. No, it is true. But I mean, these phones are so secured. A while back, we had a customer in Africa that had ran out of water, and all he had was a satellite phone, called his wife, try to find me. We're like, well, we can't, we don't have a GPS on this phone, so there's no way we could find you. And then he ended up not making it. So we didn't get, you know, so his wife called us 2 weeks later, said, sorry, I can't return the phone because it was a rental phone, because, you know, he we couldn't find him. That's how secure these are. Nobody's going to find you with this phone. It is almost
kind of a gruesome story, right?
I'm so sorry. That's like, yeah, but that's reality.
Like, no one can find you even when you want to be found. Yeah,
there's no GPS. There's no coordinates. There's nothing.
Now, if he had had the bivy stick, he could have hit the emergency button.
Yeah.
If it's set up, that would have sent his GPS coordinates to his group.
Right, right.
But he didn't have the bivy stick?
He didn't have the bivy stick. He had the satellite phone. And, you know, and this kind of goes to show this is the reason why our military use these, because they don't want the bad guys to find them.
Yeah.
So is it completely, secured 100%? No. But I would say it's 99.99. And, so your calls are pretty secured within, nobody can find you within about 50 mile radius with the call.
So I guess, there's a survival theme here too, which is like, if you go way out into the wilderness where you're using a satellite phone to communicate, make sure you also have water, emergency first aid, these kinds of things.
Yeah.
Don't only have a phone, but you're missing some other key thing.
Yeah. Or have some kind of a GPS if you want to be found. If you're going to go to somewhere where it is dangerous, have a Garmin. You can also get Garmin from our store, from sat123.com, or the bivy stick. But we recommend the bivy stick because it is only $65 a month and you get unlimited texting. You can text all you want. So if you're an adventurous kind of person, or if you have a boat, or if you just want one for security, and you can get three or four for family plans. And we
snowboarders and skiers that do cross country skiing.
Right.
And they love these devices.
Yeah. Motorcycles, hikers, campers, boaters, just a lot of adventurous people.
Wow. Okay, cool. Now, you look great, Tina. Your jacket is really fully green. Is this a statement? Is it just you like the jacket, or are you standing? Is this like support the Irish day or something?
It does look like Irish. I just love green.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I do like money. Money's color green. I like gold and
you should come back in a gold jacket then.
Yeah, I know I should. And I'm spending my greens to buy gold.
Oh, right, that, now, that makes sense.
So
that
yeah.
Makes sense. The green color of your jacket is also kind of the color of a chroma screen. And I'm pretty sure we can key into the chroma.
Oh, okay.
We could change your jacket.
Okay.
I think our producers, would you mind if we?
No, I think that would be fun.
Yeah. Okay. So to our producers, can you do a green chroma and change Tina's jacket to something else?
Can I have gold?
change it to gold. Or
platinum.
Let's give them a moment to work on that.
Okay.
Maybe your jacket will magically change.
Oh, okay. That'll be fun.
And anything else that's green in the scene will also change. Let's see if they can do that. Okay. So the other thing that your company has done that I hear a lot of positive feedback about is the fact that you've made these affordable. So a few years ago, a satellite phone was considered pretty. Hey, look, your jacket's changed.
Oh my God. Look, it's blue.
It's light. There's green. Oh, blue.
Yeah.
Okay. What else can you do?
Can we do gold?
Can you change it to black?
No. Look,
it's blue's formal good. Night.
Yeah, I like blue.
What about blue's good? Yeah, that looks great. Can you do gold? They're working on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there anything you can do about the face?
can you have like an animated space vortex? Jacket. Can you put in like a motion, like some kind of video? I hope you don't mind.
No, I love it. I love it. I like the blue. I'm going to go out and buy a blue jacket.
Now, see, you just tried on the blue jacket right here in the studio.
Yeah.
Totally.
Can they
works.
Change your jacket?
No, cause I don't have the chroma color.
Oh, you gotta have that. Oh,
hey,
okay.
Hey, Rhodey's saying hello to you, by the way.
Hi Rhodey.
How you doing there?
So sweet.
It's been raining outside, so he hasn't had his run.
That's true. Yeah, he's
he's
waking up. He's like, isn't it time to go bite something? Okay, but back to the point, your company has made these really affordable. So instead of having to shell out a lot of money up front, it's just a monthly fee where they get minutes and then they get the phone they eventually, it's theirs to keep after a certain number of months, right?
Right. So this one right here, the Inmarsat phone, it's free, $85 a month. It is on a 15-month agreement. So, Mike, we kind of break even on month 14. So that's the reason why we did a 15-month agreement. After 15 months, you actually own the phone. You can also change your plan if you want to. So just give us a call. There's many options that you can do. So it's $85 a month. So the Iridium phone, it's no longer for free. It is going to be, I believe it's $300 instead of $1,300. So you still get about $1,000 off. But if you buy the second phone, if you go on the family plan, you do get the second phone for free. So we still have some really good specials. The difference between the Iridium phone and the Inmarsat phone is that the Inmarsat phone, this phone will work from anywhere on the planet without any exception. There's nowhere on Earth that you can go that this phone will not work. This phone will work from anywhere on the planet except for the North Pole and the South Pole.
Oh man!
Yeah,
I was planning. I was gonna.
Yeah, even
I was gonna
Alaska,
an expedition. Basically, it's still everywhere on the planet that people go.
Yeah. And one of the things that I do like about this phone is that the satellites are geostationary. So once you get a reception, you can actually carry a conversation for an hour or two. Also, the battery on this phone lasts about 8 hours of talk time, and it's got about 6 days of standby.
Wow.
So the battery is really nice on this phone.
Oh, but and what about the Iridium battery?
The Iridium gives you about 2 hours of talk time and 22 hours of standby, so it's not as good. So if you do get the Iridium phone, make sure you get a backup battery, get an extra battery for this one.
Now, how does the Iridium phone, how does your conversation move from one satellite to another? Because those Iridium satellites are zooming across the sky overhead. And so it's a different satellite that's picking up your conversation, right?
That's right. That's a really good question, Mike. Yeah. So you will have more drop calls with an Iridium phone.
Is that right?
Yeah. But you mean like, you know, if you're trying to do like a meeting, if you take this for a meeting, I would stick with the Inmarsat phone. You can carry a 2-3 hour conversation with an Inmarsat phone. With this one, I think about 40 minutes, 50 minutes, and then you probably have to redial again. But it's still not so bad for a phone to have for an emergency.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
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 And you can just call back if you have to.
Yep.
But that's real interesting technology, that there's this network of satellites that are in lower Earth orbit. I mean, doesn't the Iridium phone then have lower latency compared to the Inmarsat?
So the Inmarsat, they are much higher. And they are around the equator. So the closer you are to the equator, the better it is.
Yeah.
So, for example, all of our first responders right now that are getting phones to prepare for the hurricane season, they're all getting the Inmarsat. And the reason why, number one, it's free. It's cheaper, $85 a month. And then the third thing is the sound quality is much more clearer than Iridium. So the split-second delay is much easier to handle with this one. I'm not saying that the Iridium.
So there's more voice compression on the Iridium?
Yes. Yeah. The Iridium, a lot of people talk over each other a lot more because they don't know when to talk, where the Inmarsat phone is a lot easier. It's more like closer to a cell phone than a satellite. So
And with the latency.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of satellites and they're in, you know, their geostationary orbits and so on. Did you know that we have an inflatable moon?
Okay.
No, we do.
Okay.
The problem is if I bring it out, he will eat the moon.
Okay.
He will take a bite out of it.
Okay.
Let's bring it
out.
Is
it a full moon?
It's a totally inflatable moon. It's like a beach ball moon. This is our inflatable moon.
Okay. That looks like Pluto to me, but
no, it's apparently patterned off the actual geography of the moon.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just thought the moon was yellow.
Well, I mean, it's reflecting the sun when we look at it, but I think if you're just there taking a picture of the moon, maybe it's more gray.
Okay.
I suppose.
Okay. But I mean, every time I've looked at the moon, it's always been yellow. But I mean, white, gray moon, okay.
Could satellite phones work from the moon? Or
I don't think so. Yeah.
So
I think
everywhere TikTok. On Earth is everywhere that, on that's Earth, the boundary.
In space.
Not other planets yeah, or moons.
Yeah, yeah. But it is used by a lot of airlines. So they do work on plane. A lot of people that have private plane get them, get the phone and they use it inside their plane. But as a passenger, I don't think it's legal to use the phone. But the pilots definitely use the Iridium network.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's good to know.
Yeah, but I don't think it goes as far as the moon. I don't.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Yeah, yeah.
I doubt that.
Yeah.
But it's weird because you would think there'd be a lot more people there because I keep hearing crypto people saying that their coin is going to the moon.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah.
What do they mean by that?
Their coin is going to the
moon. Going to the moon. To the moon, they say.
Yeah. 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 Maybe they think that Bitcoin is going to go up to $100,000 by the end.
Probably
of the
will
year.
As the dollar collapses, I would imagine.
Yeah. 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 Again, I'm with you. I prefer to get silver, platinum. I just started investing in platinum, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Steve introduced me to it, and I love it.
All right, well, so far we've established that the phones work on Earth, and last time we did an interview, we confirmed that the Earth is not flat, which is why the satellites can orbit.
Yeah, and it's the reason why we thought, well, you know, if you take one or two satellites down, you can't take them all. And then I think last time we spoke, I told you that in past few years ago, there was a Russian satellite that collided with an Iridium satellite.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, and really? It just took a few weeks to bring the Iridium satellite, because they have backups, back to orbit, where the Russian satellite took them years to.
It collided?
Yeah, they collided.
Like a head-on?
Yeah, and they both went down.
Wouldn't that create a lot of space debris?
No, it was over Africa. I
So it just rained down satellite parts on Africans?
Yeah, yeah, it was right over there, yeah. Yeah, but the good news is just goes to show that Iridium does have a lot of backup satellites,
okay.
So they're able to recuperate, and it did not affect the service whatsoever.
Doesn't Russia and China, don't they have like anti-satellite weapons?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I've heard them talk about that, but I just can't imagine that would work.
Well, I mean, they did the kamikaze thing already accidentally. What if they do that on purpose?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, so far I've been doing this since 2004. I have never seen anything happen, and I've also never seen the whole world's grid go down at the same time.
No, no.
But
exactly.
I have seen a lot of emergencies. You experienced it here.
Yeah.
With the freeze a few years ago.
That's
like
right.
4 or 5 years ago.
Everything went
and
down.
Like. What is this? It's just a freeze. Why would the cell towers go down? Well, the cell towers are pretty fragile.
Well, that's the thing. The cell towers don't have a very long battery backup system. I notice a lot of the towers have a generator on site. They have like a little battery that lasts a few minutes, and then they have a generator. But somebody has to run around and refuel the generators.
Yeah, it's true.
You couldn't do when the roads were all icy.
Yeah, and a lot of them need satellite phones to go and fill those generators. Some of our biggest customers are the mobile phone companies.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they need the satellite to go and fix their cell towers when they break down.
Yeah.
Or when they run out of fuel, or, you know, because a lot of their satellites are in areas where, you know, there could be bad weather.
Okay. Well, it makes perfect sense. Okay. So final thing I want to ask you, your company still offers bandwidth devices? I know they're a lot more expensive, but you can get satellite bandwidth and have a local hotspot, right?
Right. You can get Starlinks. If you're looking for Starlink, I think we have the best prices for Starlink. You can get OneWeb if you're a company and you need some backup to your Starlink. OneWeb is a great backup. We have other products such as Chimera, BGAN units. So we can supply your company, yourself, personal, with whatever satellite communication that is needed.
Cool. I used one of your units a couple of years ago when I took a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
Totally worked.
Yeah.
Very easy.
Yeah. I think you used the BGAN.
Yeah, it was a BGAN.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we need to get you the OneWeb. I think you wanted to get the OneWeb a while back. We need to get that.
That's true. Yeah. Always love to have backup comms.
Yeah.
But even the BGAN unit, it was easy because it just created a Wi-Fi hotspot. I connect to it from my laptop, and boom, you have bandwidth.
Yeah. It's the size of a book, and it will literally give you high-speed internet from anywhere on the planet.
That's really cool.
It is really cool, yeah. Because you can't carry a Starlink with you wherever you go. So that's why you need the BGAN. You can call our office, 941-955-1020, and ask about them. If you are someone who likes to travel and wants to stay connected.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well, very cool. And the website is sat123.com.
Yes.
S-A-T-123. And then your company also has the solar generators at beready123.com.
That's right. Yeah. So you can get generators. You can get solar panels. We have a lot of specials on there for beready123.com. And thank you for bringing that up, Mike, because we have worked out a really good deal to where we combined what we think would work best with each other. Like we combined the right generator with the right solar panel to be able to charge it within just a few hours by the sun. So in case there's a long time power outages in your area, then you can just charge it with the solar panel and you can keep your refrigerator, your house, AC, depending on what product you choose. So if you go to beready123.com, some of the products that we've merged together are up to about 40% savings.
I've seen some good deals there. You would need a pretty big one to power like a refrigerator or an AC unit.
Yeah.
But did you see that I use them in the winter? Did you see that video that I did?
Yeah, I did.
Where I had the diesel-powered like blowing heaters that use a little bit of electricity. For the blower, I had it tied into one of your units. And just in case there was a grid outage, I could still get heat because it was a very cold, very cold, low temperature night for Texas. But everything was fine.
Yeah. You can also, I mean, we have everything. You can get the stacks, the battery stacks. I mean, you could, you know, if you want to power your whole house, if you have a 3,000 square foot house, it's probably going to be about, I would say, $25,000. But you've got power. You've got everything. You've got backup. You've got backup batteries. You get backup solar panels. So if anything happens, even long term, when there's no gas, no diesel to buy, you wouldn't even notice the difference. Your house would just stay on because of all of your backup, even if there was no sun for a few days.
Wow!
Because your battery backups. I do know that Greg Hunter just set up his whole house and he made a video. It's on stevequayle.com. You can go and watch that video. And boy, I mean, he's got the whole package for his house. So that was really cool.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, outstanding. So thanks for coming in, Tina. It's always good to see you. Thank you for being a sponsor of our channel. And I hear always positive things about your products. They work. They save lives. They help people communicate in emergencies. They're reliable and you've made them affordable. So thanks for all that you do.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right.
Well, folks, the website is sat123.com and also beready123.com for the solar generators, solar panels, and Faraday bags and some other interesting things there. And thanks for watching today. I'm Mike Adams of Brighteon.com. Take care.